Women of Power and Spirit, welcome to our meditation today as we release fear through this holding meditation. In our discussion, I invited you to consider something that you really want, that is very important to you, to consider the obstacle that often comes up as you start to reach for or work toward what it is that you want, and to notice the associated fear that comes with that obstacle. And as you become familiar with the obstacle and the fear, you actually now have a way to release it, right? As you become familiar with it, you can release it. So today, whatever is in your mind and heart, that fear, whether you think of it in terms of the obstacle, or you've been able to get down a little deeper into the emotional quality of the fear, whatever it is that's foremost in your mind as that block that keeps you from experiencing what you truly want, we will be holding that today in love and compassion. I invite you to get your space ready for your meditation. Make sure that you won't be disturbed during this time. Turn off any electronic devices and sit comfortably. It's good to sit with your feet flat on the floor and hands in an open position or as close to that position as you can get. And I invite you to breathe into the space that you are. Simply breathe, aware of the space between your breaths. Aware of the quiet, still space inside you. Allow that awareness of space to expand. Dark, cool, quiet space. Allow yourself to remember a moment when you felt love, any kind of love, and feel that love now. This could be love for a pet, a person, their love for you. Humor, delight, compassion, kindness, romantic love, any flavor of love. Let that love fill you right now. Let the memory of that love invite you to be that love in this moment. Notice how the love and the space merge together and expand within you. Allow this awareness of loving space to anchor in your womb space. Your energetic womb space. Your womb space and the primordial womb of all life are connected. So allow your womb space to take you into this primordial womb of all life from which all life has come, and rest. Rest in this space. Allow your imagination to bring you whatever you need to feel safely held in this sacred space. Here you are loved exactly as you are. There is nothing you can do to earn this love, nothing you can do to push it away. It exists as you exist. So allow yourself to get to know it. Allow yourself to ease into this love. and invite yourself to go deeper into love than you have ever been before. Let the love permeate you and form deeply within you. Allow yourself to remember your great desire. And allow yourself to be aware of the obstacle that often comes up as you move toward your desire, and the fear, the feeling that accompanies it. You might have a word for this fear, or you might not. What is important is to be aware that it exists and allow yourself to hold this fear as though it is a wounded child. A child that longs to be understood and is afraid of consequences, of how things will be or feel if this child proceeds in any way. Be in compassion for this part of you. Let your love deepen and expand for this part of you that has been afraid for so long. Really notice this part of you. Perhaps an age comes to mind. Perhaps from this life or another. As you see, sense, hear, and feel the being behind this fear, the thoughts, the concerns behind this fear, open to even deeper compassion. Let the compassion guide you. As you get a sense of where this first took place, how it first took place, any details that come through your thoughts, feelings, what you hear or what you see, hold it all with great love and compassion. Deepen into your understanding of the roots, the real roots of this fear, and hold this fear in your new understanding. holding this fear with such love. Notice that it begins to soften. Your love, compassion, and understanding allow it to soften. Hold this every day if you like, until the fear no longer exists. And in its place, you can feel the exuberance and enthusiasm for what you want. For your desires are impulses from divine consciousness. These deep, deep longings are significant. What you want for you is what the divine wants for you. Whether it be relationship, prosperity, health, happiness, home, comfort, joy, awakening, these fundamental desires that long to thrive in us are the reasons that we came here to experience the fullness of what life here on earth could offer the experience of our souls. And so your desire and divine desire align. Allow yourself to feel that desire unencumbered, free, expressive, alive. And as you are feeling into this freedom, if again you feel any doubt or fear emerge, hold the fear as it emerges. Hold it with great love until it rests. Repeat this cycle as often as you need to, until everything becomes greatly quiet, and in that immense quiet and silence, you feel the full aliveness of your desire. You can pause this recording if you like, so that you can go deeper into this movement, this wave of movement, back and forth between your desire and the fear, letting the fear dissipate as it is seen and honored, loved and understood, allowing the desire to grow and expand as it is met, unencumbered, free to express itself in its fullness. When you feel the fullness of this exuberance and aliveness, you might hear, sense, see, or feel an I am of this desire coming to fruition. It might be a symbol, a thought, a feeling, a vision, a sound, a word. However it comes to you, trust it. This is the I am of your desire in its fulfillment. Allow that to really sink into you, knowing you can bring symbols of this I am into your waking time to help you remember what you are creating. And when it has come to its peak, its maximum vibrancy for this moment, invite this awareness right into the very cells of your body, down into your toes, your fingertips, your back, your sides, your entire being as a physical human embodying this awareness. And with that, breathe yourself back into the awareness of your body. Join me in taking a big inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth. Feel the air around you. Notice that it has a temperature and a texture. There are sounds in the area. There are scents. Let them call you back into your body. For Earth is a place of great sensuality where we experience our senses fully alive. Take another big inhale and exhale through your mouth, blowing yourself into your body. This time, become aware that you are sitting against something. You are touching physical matter, and let it help call you into your body. With this last breath, we are coming all the way back into our bodies so that you can experience the wonder of your desire in your life. So one last inhale and exhale through your mouth, blowing yourself all the way back into your body. This next step is very important. Stretch your fingers, your neck, your hands, your feet, whatever you need to do to feel your body completely. And when you can feel your body, then open your eyes very gently and live in your desire.